all the time.
And all I got to experience of that was like jellies and Princess Pony, I guess. I don't know.
Just what everyone did. Just what everyone did. Riding around, masturbating, covered in Vaseline.
I wish I could have been more than four for that.
So that is about all the time that we have for this week. Next week, we're going to be back here. We're going to be doing this thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget, folks, this is the week when you set your clocks back. Sunday night, set them back an hour. Enjoy that extra hour of sleep.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
And remember, this is a great time to change the batteries in your smoke detector. And it is also a great time to change your bong water. It does not change itself, folks. Get a little skunky in there.
And there is a good chance you'll get too drunk and take a sip out of the wrong glass device.
Freshen it up, kids.
Yeah.
That way, if it spills on the carpet, it's not quite as bad as it could be otherwise. So we will be back next week. Until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Drive safe. Happy All Saints Day.
Yes.
Happy setting the clocks back day. Happy On the Town with Mikey D coming up right now here on WMFO Medford.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil, bringing you 3 hours of
great Boston and New England music. Lots of stuff coming up, but I can't take credit for this opener, but I can't disagree either. This is new stuff. The album's coming out in a couple weeks. This is Parlor Bells. This is Red, White, and Bruised. 91.5 WMFO.
We shall fight in the common thread. We shall fight on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook. We shall fight with the trolls and with the bots. We shall fight with each other. We shall fight in the streets and on the commons. We shall never surrender.
In the dirt, drop a needle if it hurts. On the vinyl, not the tourniquet. Do my stars match my stripes? I'll be wearing them all night. I'll be riding shopping in my stars. Falling from the sky, would you rather run and hide or fight? Come with me. Is that what you mean by revolutionary? Come with me.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Thank you. shadow and take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water, bite so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on. Oh, Jamaica, hold on. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on. Oh, Jamaica, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
WMFO. That is Andrea Gillis with Hold Your Maker. Still love that song. It came out like a year and a half ago. I love that song. Cold Expectations with There Goes the Sun. Psychic Dog from their new record, Lunch Went Well. That was 16. Watts gave you She's So Electric. And I started everything off with Parlor Bells with Red, White, and Bruised. The album Waylaid in the Melee is coming out, I believe, in a couple of weeks. So, I have a guest in here. Let me get the mics up. Not that one, but those two. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. So we have Amanda and Mohammed here, and they're here to plug something. What is it? I wasn't briefed. I was late today, so.
So we're performing in a show called All Together Now. It's a showcase of local artists. Local artists of color, women, and queer artists.
Okay.
And so Nima and I are, Mohammed Seven and I are doing a collaborative piece together.
Nice.
Bringing his music and my circus together.
Your circus.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an actual circus, is it?
It's not a circus. It's just me.
Oh, nice.
Mostly doing hand balancing and also walking on a pipe. So some balancing acrobatics.
So there are some circus-like things.
Oh, yes, it is circus.
Okay.
Arts. It is. I'm just not a circus in and of myself. I am just an acrobat.
Well, I mean, we're all about local music showcases.
Cool.
I mean, this entire show is a local music showcase.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
So, how long has this been going, the All Together Now series?
This is the 8th and final installment.
Final? Mm-hmm. What?
Well,
why
for the it? Year, for the year anyway.
Oh. All right.
So Anna Ray, who's a local artist, you know.
Oh,
her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love Anna Ray.
Isn't
here.
Fantastic.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So this is her brainchild, so far as I know. And this is the 8th of the year, and it sounds like there's a possibility it'll continue, but this is the last for this year. So we have the honor of performing.
We don't like final things. We don't like things going away here.
Right?
All right. So I see a stringed musical instrument in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You had some intentions of playing.
It is a stringed lunchbox. No, it's my guitar. I
was trying to be creative, but I I sat in traffic for an hour and a half, but all of my energy just went.
Yeah, we got it.
Traffic can do that to you. Sure.
Oh, yeah. So you have something for us?
Sure, I'll play a song.
I would love to hear it.
All right. It's a song called Wood Stove Wine. Love me, baby, love me soft and true. Love me loud enough that I could find my way to you. I'm so lost without you, I can barely find my shoes. Love me, baby, I'm begging you. Since you left me, I don't know what to do. A lid is stuck on tight that only your hands can unscrew. I'll scream out from the rooftops, I'm a liar and a fool. Love me, baby, what can I do to make you think about the winter time? We made that old wood stove wine. We made love 100 times and faded into nothing. How can I win your forgiveness after all my bad decisions? One more day of reminiscing, swearing at the television. Love me, baby. Love me soft and true. Won't you let me prove myself? There's nothing I won't do. Sleep naked on your doorstep underneath the harvest moon. I promise this time I'll come through. I'll be the man you hope to find. I'll listen when you speak your mind. I'll find myself an honest trade. Face my fears until they fade. I face my fears. Place my fears. And won't you think about the winter time? We made that old wood stove wine. We made love 100 times and faded into nothing. How can I win your forgiveness after all my bad decisions? One more day of reminiscing, swearing at the television. Love me, baby. Love me soft and true. Love me loud enough that I could find my way to you. I'm so lost without you, I can barely find my shoes. Love me, baby, I'm begging you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. Just trying to make sure I get all the levels correct now.
I'm back.
Yes, you're back. So how many performers are doing this on Saturday?
Let's see. We're on stage with Oompa, who's a hip-hop artist. Dev Blair, who is doing, I believe, Spoken Word. Jacqueline Ortega, who is a jewelry designer. And I'm leaving out... that's right. An Indian woman who does post-colonial pop, whose name I am embarrassingly blanking on in this
Saraswati Jones.
Thank you. Saraswati Jones, that's exactly right. Yeah. Who's fantastic. You should really, you got to check her out.
Oh, man. Nah, this, I'm looking at the lineup here. And, yeah, this is definitely worthy of the All Together Now moniker.
Yeah, it's a sweet, it's going to be a sweet show, for sure.
So the act that you guys are doing, is it kind of more of, on your part, Amanda, is it kind of more of interpretive type thing, or?
No, we're telling a story.
Okay.
So, and kind of weaving his music and my circus together to tell a story.
The act is called Don't Try This at Home. It's a piece of music and circus, but also it's narrative. It's, you know, each of us will sort of have little pieces of monologue, and it's the story of our 20 years as a couple. Where we haven't been married for 20 years, but we've been together for 20 years, and we're working artist parents now, and so this is it's kind of our origin story.
Aww. That's so sappy. No.
It's a little sappy.
Wasn't intended to be that way.
Yeah, we kind of lean in that direction.
Yeah, we do a little bit.
Aw. Well, that's awfully sweet. I'm surprised Anna Ray isn't performing, or is she just busy being the Svengali of the whole thing?
Yeah,
she runs the show. I think she might have performed in one of the earlier iterations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm looking at the event page on Facebook. I'll admit I'm doing a little more research while you were singing, and yeah, it's this is quite the lineup. Wow. This is going to be a good show. This is at the Thalia on Green Street.
Yeah, right behind Harvest Co-op in Central Square.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I remember the old Harvest Co-op where, what is it now? H-Mart or something?
I'm not sure.
I completely forgot that there was venues behind that block of buildings. Yeah. I mean, there was decades ago, but... Mm. Oh, how would I know? So, in reading your bio of Don't Try This at Home, is this a new development that you just decided to put this 20 years into a piece, or has this been a long brewing thing?
Well, so Anna Ray asked us a number of months ago, met Nima and asked him if he wanted to perform in the show, and told him that she was really interested in featuring artists who are doing some collaboration.
Okay.
And so then he asked me if I would want to work on a piece together, which is something that we've never done before. And it just seemed like a fun...
Did it ever occur to you in the past to do that kind of thing?
Here and there a bit.
We have wanted to.
Yeah. So this was kind of a perfect opportunity to just try our hands at how we could bring our two different art forms together for a single piece.
Yeah, you know, for a long time we've been partners, lovers, now parents, and we've been artists, but mostly separately. So, you know, just the interesting prospect and challenge of trying to do something artistic together, since our art forms are relatively different. It's been interesting. The creative process of writing a piece together has been interesting, both in terms of, you know, how to marry the art forms in terms of, you know, who takes the lead creatively in moving the piece forward, but also in terms of, you know, it's like, again, we're working parent artists, so just in terms of making the time to do it together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like a whole other level of intentionality. We're already intentional about everything else in our lives, and so to add this into it has been interesting. It's been cool, actually.
Yeah.
When the entire thing was even proposed to you, when Anna proposed this kind of thing to you, what was your initial reaction to it? Was it just like, oh, no, 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 or, oh, hell yeah?
I mean, I think...
Something like that.
For me, it was... in between. We said yes, pretty much. Or Nima asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said yes pretty much right away. And then my initial feeling was kind of like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Like, how is this going to work? Because certainly you can put music together with theater, but generally, right. like, the type of music that Nima writes is not something that I would typically do a circus piece to.
I'm a folk singer.
It wasn't going to be like he wrote a circus piece that I would then perform to, or he would wrote a music piece that I would then perform to. It wasn't going to be quite that way. But so at first I was a little not sure, but that's the way that creatively I work anyway, is that I decide to do something and then there's like, yikes, like, how's that going to work? And then the ideas just start coming. And so that's how this worked too. And then we just talked back and forth about what different ideas we were having and then came up with what we're doing.
I think we had opposite processes in that way, in that I think she was earlier on was kind of terrified about it and then has become more relaxed about it. And I earlier on felt very relaxed about it.
And now you're terrified.
Got closer, now that it's
3 days away.
No, actually, honestly, now that we've written the piece and rehearsed it and are comfortable with it, now I feel good. But you know, later in the process was when I started to feel a little bit more like, what did we get ourselves into?
How long is this piece?
About half an hour to 45 minutes.
Okay. I mean, was it just built up from scratch, or did you have musical pieces already?
Right.
And you just kind of built that into something.
Yeah, so it's three original, as far as the music goes, it's three original songs and a cover, so three of my songs that I had already written. I didn't write fresh songs.
Okay.
And then Amanda will also sing a song that's a cover song that I'll play electric on at the end, but then you can
And then I worked on an original piece, original circus
performance
piece.
Okay. Yeah.
And also we'll do some dance that is also original,
and then together we wrote a script. That was kind of an cool process, actually. Amanda came up with, she sort of found like outline bullet points for the timeline of our relationship, you know. It's like if you were to write chapters, for example,
right, yeah,
like the book of your yeah. story. So she sort of wrote the chapter headings and then just gave me the headings, and separately we wrote, you know, just sort of like little soliloquies, each of us, and then took the best of those and married them together into a, if you're curious about our creative process, this is how
I actually am, because this isn't your normal
right.
No.
performance type thing.
Because in addition to being a circus artist, I'm also a storyteller. So that was part of when I thought about how we would do this. My thought was, I'd love to get to do some storytelling in addition to some movement, yeah. some circus, and maybe some singing. I like singing. I'm not, you know, I've never been trained or anything, but I like to sing.
In addition to
most of us haven't.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, I haven't. But in addition to being a singer-songwriter, I'm also a screenwriter, so, you know, that element of the story also appeals to me, so it was nice to do that together.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see this being at least... do you see doing this kind of thing again in the future?
Whoa, let's not get it.
I'm not saying, oh, you're going to hit the road with this. You're going to pack up the kids and go.
But. I think we'd be totally open to it, performing this piece again, developing it further, doing some other piece together.
That yikes factor is now over. At least I would hope so, 3 days before the show. Huh. But
yeah, it is. It's true.
I don't know. It's never quite over. But
right. It'll be back the day of the show.
It's part of the fuel that drives the process.
I get a false sense of security for the couple of days before the show. And then on the day of the show, then the panic comes back. That's how it works for me.
Okay. So when are you on in the order? Here,
10:15 to 11 p.m. is our.
So we're on set. Before.
I forget. I think Oompa might be the closing act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're before the closing.
Yeah. So
act.
So it's Oompa, Saraswathi Jones,
mm-hmm. Jacqueline Ortega.
Jacqueline Ortega is that just more like a type of museum thing that she's doing, or
I think she's displaying her.
Yeah, that's what I meant. More, like more of a display thing.
And then, but she's also. Doing some costuming of the performers. Like, I will probably be wearing some of her jewelry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I was wondering how she's going to be playing into this, because she's not performing in as much as showing off her work.
And I think this is part of what Anna is excited about doing, is the collaborative piece. Is like, from the beginning, she told us about
Jacqueline,
and that she would be into costuming, and that, so it's a real collaboration.
I mean, do you have any of the costuming? Are you sure you can perform in it?
Yeah, we saw it today, actually.
We went to see her shop today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So it's you guys, Saraswathi Jones, Oompa, Dev Blair, and Jacqueline Ortega dressing you all. In a manner of speaking,
right?
Do you have another song or
sure?
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. I'm gonna play this one. It has a couple swears, so I'm going to tastefully replace them. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. The song's called Manifesto. Next time they ask you where you're from, you tell them I'm from every doggone place you're crushing with your thumb. Next time they ask what kind of name, you tell them it's the kind you're scared of, but I'll say it just the same. And if they wonder who you are, this time don't say nothing, you just pick up your guitar. I am. I'm the poet, I'm the prophet, I'm the oil in the sand. I am. I'm a menace, and this music is the weapon in my hand. I am everything you love, and I am everyone you've banned. I am the people, these are my demands. All my life they told me, son, we make the rules. Know your station, we don't suffer fools. You'll always be an immigrant, you never lose the stain. But stain is what I'm made of, and this country's in my veins. Well, next time you speak, don't bite your tongue. You can't let them keep pretending that they're deaf and that you're dumb. Sometimes the truth will make them mad. If they don't want to hear it, well, that's just too flippin' bad. And if they make your words a crime, write your manifesto on the fabric of their minds. I am. I'm a decorated sergeant in the army of the damned. I am. I'm the seventh son of Abraham, no ordinary lamb. I am. I'm remorse's dearest friend, but I'm redemption's biggest fan. I am the people, these are my demands.
Wow, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And great exercise in restraint for the cursing.
I was impressed with myself that I remembered in both cases.
You gotta practice that.
Well, then I saw Amanda crossing her arms because I can almost see her rehearsing in her mind.
Nice.
I wish I could do a handstand for you here on the air.
I'll give you the play-by-play if you want to see it. There.
Oh,
vivid
man.
Detail. She got a cute dress on, too.
There you go. Well, there will be photos up on Facebook. Not of handstands.
You should get that. There you go. That would be the perfect accompaniment to this radio piece. You should get a photo of her. At our wedding, there's a great photo at our wedding. It's me, my father, and my stepmother in the background in her full wedding dress. She's upside down doing a cartwheel. They managed to get this great still.
Nice. Hey, nothing wrong with that. All right. So it is this Saturday, the All Together Now, the last in the series of 2017. This Saturday, November 4th, it's at the Thalia on 288A Green Street. I had to make sure I read that in Cambridge. It is going to be a great lineup. Just reading all about this, it's basically all about poetry.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And even with the jewelry design, even when you're wearing her designs, it's going to be all kind of poetic. So, and that is very, very sweet. Well, thank you to you guys, Amanda, Mohammed.
Thanks for having us.
All nice Together to Now, 2017, the final installment of 2017. We don't like final installments of anything. Oompa. So you're just being Amanda Graff and Muhammad Seven, or no? Or don't try this at home.
Yeah, we're just being ourselves, and that's okay. The name of the piece.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's Oompa. There's the piece. Don't try this at home.
Yep.
Saraswathi Jones, which you know, Nima can't pronounce. For some reason.
just couldn't remember the name for a moment.
Oh, I thought it was a pronunciation thing. I'm no, like, wait, what?
I haven't actually met any of these performers in person before. So okay. I just couldn't remember.
Well, dress rehearsal. You still have time for dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
We have Dev Blair and Jacqueline Ortega is going to be displaying her jewelry designs and and all kinds of stuff. So this is going to be a great poetic art show at the Thalia this Saturday. When are doors?
7:30.
Yeah.
I believe.
And I'll just add, there's a strong undercurrent of protest, of art as protest in the show. All these artists, or most of these artists, including us, are, you know, deal with strong themes of resistance, which, so I think it's, in addition to being incredibly diverse and creative, it's a show that really deals with the energy of the moment, I think.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if for a show like this, and it's kind of poetry undercurrent, I would think in especially in this era, it would be terribly, what's the word I'm looking for? It wouldn't be the right thing to do if it wasn't that way.
Yeah, it's true, right? Given that the personal is political and the political is personal, I think it's a shame when
those colors have mixed way too much this year.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
It's true.
Oh, but thank you, guys. Thank you too for coming in.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, All Together Now. I'll plug it yet again.
Great.
All Together Now at the Thalia in Central Square. It is this Saturday, November 4th. It says 8 o'clock here, but they'll probably let you in at 7:30 and gawk at the jewelry. So thank you guys so much for coming in.
All right. Thank you
for coming in and playing. And sorry you couldn't do the handstand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nobody knows. I'm doing one now.
Am I upside down now? Because I see right upright. I mean, hey, that could happen. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nima, Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's fire up some Corin Ashley. 91.5 WMFO.
One small dose of Edison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet. Smiling and waving to everybody you meet. dead.